The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, Bills Mafia? I'm Fernando Shimoja, that's our leading the charge. And excited for today's episode. Today, I'm gonna do my Bills Mock-Up Season 1.0, right? The way too early edition. We know that we haven't seen the combined results yet. We haven't even know who are the players who are gonna be free agents for sure, because the teams still have the options to resign those players, to franchise tag them. And obviously we know that every year there are a lot of surprising cuts, right? Cap casualties happening all around the league. So we don't have the entire numbers, all the players that are gonna be free agents. Definitely will be there some other interesting names that we aren't aware of right now. And talking draft, we don't know as well about which player will be able to raise during the combined season, during the visits, the pre-draft visits season. So a lot of things to discuss. But with what we have right now, the information, the intel that we have right now, possible free agencies, possible players available in the draft, I'm going to do my Bills mock-off season. It's going to be fun. And feel free to interact via the comment sections. The chat is open and you can interact. Henan is already here. Go Bills, sending a Go Bills to Bills Mafia. Feel free to interact and let's do it together. Rules first. So I won't do what I, Fernando Shimoji, would do in Brandon Bean's place, all right? My idea is try to do what I believe Brandon Bean will do in the free agency, in the draft. So obviously, I'm putting myself on Brandon Bean's shoes, but I will try to follow what I believe is more of his way of working and not doing what I would do in his place, right? My first experiment with those tools that I'm going to use here in the Leading the Charge today happened a few days ago. I was really went to bed, couldn't sleep, and I was like, okay, let me try those tools, let me play a little bit the Brandon Bean's role. And so I stayed up until 4 a.m. Mocking the Bills off season, signing free agents, doing mock drafts, and the first one that I did, I went out pretty happy with that, because I attacked T. Higgins, for example, in free agency and had success signing him. And despite not believing that Brandon Bean will do that, that's something that I'd be happy if Bean went that direction. You know, I could get T. Higgins for $18 million per year. That's his Spoltruck project number right now. I believe he'll sign for more than that. But even if it's closer to $20 million to $22 million, man, even if it's close to $25 million, maybe, it's starting to get too expensive. But I'd really go that direction because I believe T. Higgins could be at least an elite number two target for the Bills, right? And if you sign T. Higgins in this free agency, he's still young, 25 years old, and you guarantee him as your wide receiver two for now with Diggs, right? Or 1B to Diggs 1A on a five-year deal, on a four-year deal, $22-23 million per year. And you can structure it in a way that the cap hit is lower now that the Bills have so few dollars to work with, right? I really would like to think that it's still a great idea because you can have T. Higgins complementing Stephon Diggs for now. And when you finally decide to move on from Stephon Diggs' contract and you try to add a new number one for Josh Allen, you might already have it in T. Higgins. You certainly already have it in his deal, in his numbers, right? You possibly can have him as your number one target, but it doesn't avoid you of going the number one direction in the draft in the next few drafts, in the next few years. And you can draft a new number one and still have T. Higgins as a elite number two. And the money will work because if you draft your new number one in the future, you will have him in a rookie contract. So you can spend more on T. Higgins as your number one is on a rookie deal. And when you finally your number one gotta get paid in the future when his rookie deal is up, then you can certainly move on from T. Higgins, right? His contract will be ending in 5 years, in 4 years. So Renan is saying here that the rumor is that Higgins is being tagged. I don't think he'll be available. And certainly that's a huge possibility, Renan. And that's why I said in the introduction, it's a way too early Bills mock off season. And a lot of things can change. A lot of people that we don't even have an idea right now can be available in the free agency. And the same thing with the draft. Some guys can raise the board. Some guys can fall. Right now, we have the main targets, the main wide receivers getting out mostly in the top 10 and top 15. But after combine, after the visits, after all the pre-draft work is done, things can change definitely, right? So let's try to play this Brandon Bean role today with what we have. I think we'll have fun, all right? Guilherme loves T. Higgins. Me too, man. I really like the idea. But I don't see really Bean going after him, paying him a lot. So, since we need time to do all this stuff, because we're going to do free agency and we're going to do the draft as well, so let's get it going, right? Let's start with the fun. Feel free to comment in the comment section. And let's talk about it. Let's go. Let me throw on the screen the first tool that I'm going to use here. All right. Is the FunSpeak free agent simulator. Okay. As I showcase you the tools, please hit that like button, subscribe to Buffalo Rumblings channel. I really appreciate all your help. I really appreciate everybody that's always with me here, listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's available there. It will be available. This episode will be available shortly after I finish the video on YouTube, the video episode, and hit that like button, subscribe. I count on you so I can have this help, right? And so, fanspeak.com, we have a tool here where we can simulate the free agency, right? I will pick the Bills here as our team and move on, right? I'm doing it live, I hope. We have no trouble doing so, but let's go. So the first part of the job is to clear the cap space, right? That's something that Brandon Bean will need to start doing very soon. right? And we have the numbers here aren't perfect, okay? And the deals that we can do aren't perfect as well, right? For example, I have a possibility here of restructuring Deion Dawkins, restructuring Tyron Johnson, even Jordan Poyer. Those guys have just 1 year deals or 1 year left on their deals. So there makes no sense to restructure them, right? What can be done is maybe asking Poyer to take a pay cut, maybe extend Tyron Johnson, maybe extend Deion Dawkins and restructure the deals with the extension, making the cap hit a lower one, right? Well, since the tool isn't perfect, I don't care about what's the deal being done here. I will hit the restructure and open the cap space that I believe is realistic at this point, all right? Greg Thompson recently did a great job on cover one, and he showed where the Bills can clear some cap space, how much they can get to, what's realistic. And I will use Greg's numbers, and the Bills can go even to 40 million, opening 40 million in cap space. But to do so, they will need to do a lot of moves, and I don't feel like it's realistic at all. So I will keep it closer to 30 million, okay? Because we know that it's not like Bean will do every possible move. So I will open 30 million. In doing so, maybe I will restructure, for example, Jordan Poyer. I will start with Jordan Poyer. I restructure his deal here. It's not an option to restructure because he only has 1 year left. But I don't want to cut Poyer, right? Because we already have a need at safety in Micah Hyde's place. So I'm going to hit restructure, right? And his numbers got lowered here. We got to imagine it would be through an extension, right? So I could open some cap space, and we are in negative 9.3 million right now. Another no-brainer for me is to restructure Josh Allen. That can open a lot for us. That's a deal that we'll see the Bills giving more money up front to Josh in form of bonus and opening cap space. With the restructure that I did here, all right, I could already get on positive cap space, 10.6 million open here. Stephon Diggs is a deal that I don't want to restructure, because all of the drama, all of the talk, I know Stephon Diggs, he says he's frustrated and he doesn't want to talk about it anymore because people ignore what he's saying when he says he want to retire as a Bill and etc. So if inside the building, Brandon Bean and Diggs, they have this, they are certain for sure that Diggs want to be a Bill for a long time and retire, maybe it's an option to restructure Diggs right now. But since he's started to show some signs of aging, maybe, right? This season was a little bit weird. I wouldn't touch his deal for now and restructure his deal for now, because if you want to move on from Diggs in a year, in a couple of years, it's better to not restructure him right now. Same with Von Miller. Better not touch those deals so we have outs of those deals in the future. Deion Dawkins, this is a guy that we can extend for a couple of years and open some cap space. So I restructure here his deal, and we are already in 19.6 million. Tre'Davious White, that's a guy that probably is going to get a pay cut. I don't see the Bills extending his deal now, right? Because of all the injuries, obviously. But the Bills can cut him, all right? And open 6 million on the cap figures. I'm not sure if the Bills are going to cut Tre'Davious White. I feel like he's important with his experience. With being the first pick of Sean McDermott's era, I'm not sure they're going to cut him. He's recovering from Achilles. And it's, despite being a serious injury, it's not as serious as the knee injury. And I feel like he can be ready for the next season. So maybe a pay cut. I will avoid touching Tre'Davious White right now because I feel like 30 million is the right figure. It's the realistic figure, right? I can get there without touching Tre'Davious White for now. Tyrone Johnson, he deserves an extension, all-pro player, really solid, important, very, very important for McDermott's scheme. So extension for Tyrone Johnson, and we are already in $23.6 million, right? Mitch Morse is another pay cut candidate. Rasul Douglas, another extension candidate, but we can take those for granted because Daquan Jones was a guy that we wanted extended last season. And he wasn't extended, and in fact, he's becoming a free agent now. So let me see other options to get to $30 million. Deontay Hardy, I feel like Deontay Hardy being cut is a must. He opens up $4 million, and it didn't work. So I'm cutting Deontay Hardy, and already at $27.7 million. So one more move probably gets the job done for me to getting around $30 million, right? Let me see. Another option. So probably I need to... Naheem Hines is a possibility of getting a pay cut or getting cut totally. I since I cut Hardy, I will keep Naheem Hines for now, right? Connor McGovern, he was really solid this season, established himself as a solid starter. And the Bills can give him some bonus, restructure his deal. And I'm at $30.7 million. So I will stop here, right? Because I feel it's realistic. The Bills still can change the Diggs deal. Tre'Davious White is a possibility. Mitch Morse, Rasul Douglas. So there are other possibilities to open more cap space. Also, keep in mind, it's not totally perfect. The tool is not totally perfect. So the deals that I did to open this cap space might not be enough in real life. So we got to have it in mind. And at the end of the day, the important thing for me is having the right number to work with in the free agency, like $15 million. Maybe we had more deals done there with Tre'Davious White taking a pay cut and Mitch Morse taking a pay cut, and maybe Hardy is still part of the roster. So I did what I really feel like it's realistic for Brandon Bean to do, and I feel like all those moves can happen. So I'm gonna start from here, all right? Before I move on, Bills Mafia, I ask you, please hit that like button, subscribe to Buffalo Rumblings channel, and keep helping me out to produce content, not just for Bills Mafia in America like I'm doing right now, but all over the world. A lot of Brazilian people here in the chat being part of this conversation. Leo Carneiro, my partner here, my brother, saying Spotrac puts the market value at $18.6 million for T. Higgins. Yes, and I wish, man, because I got him for this value in my off-screen mock free agency, right? And I'd do that for sure at this value, but I don't feel he's going to maybe even be available. And if available, he'll get paid a little bit more than that, in my opinion. So let's keep going after all those moves, right? Time to go to the resigning screen. After all those moves, $30 million in cap space, resigning screen. So a lot of moves in the league, right? Not sure if T. Higgins was resigned there. But okay, let's move on. And then we have our free agents. And I wouldn't touch any of them. I feel like all of them are gonna test the market. And I'm not sure if the Bills will be able to keep any of them before they test the market. All right. A guy that I can see the Bills trying to resign, maybe Kyle Allen as a backup quarterback, if they are happy with him in this role. That's a possibility. All right. And to check what he is worth in free agency, I have the Spotrac numbers. Leo just mentioned the Spotrac values in the chat, right? And I have the values here. I can go to quarterbacks here and check their market values. I don't believe Kyle Allen market value will be here because he's really cheap. Right, Kyle Allen here. We don't have a a market value for him. But we have his last deal, a 1 year, 1.2 deal, right? So I can offer maybe this deal. I feel like Bean can put it on the table for Ireland, and Ireland can check the free agent market if he wants to, right? So I will try to do that, and let's see if he wanna resign or not for us before testing the market, right? So I will put 1 year deal at $1.3 million, 30% guarantee, and he accepted the deal. So we already filled the backup role. I feel like the Bills can find a better backup than than Kyle Allen. All right, but with the trouble in the cap, spending just $1.3 million on your backup quarterback is a good idea. Also, I tend to side more to the line of thinking that if we lose Josh Allen, our season is done, no matter what. So I wouldn't like to spend a lot of the backup quarterback. And the Bills have 10 picks in this draft. They can draft a project late in the draft so they can develop him as a backup and to compete against Kyle Allen, right? Trent Sherfield is another guy that I can see the Bills offering a 1 year, 1.7. This 1.7 million deal has been the standard offer by Ben in free agency to bring people in. So I will offer Sherfield this value so we can have a bottom, a floor, right, for our wide receiver group. At wide receiver two, but Sherfield didn't accept it, right? So he wanna test the free agency. I won't try any other of those guys. Maybe Latavius Murray is a veteran. Damian Harris got injured. I feel like Ty Johnson is a better option here right now, and we still have Nyheim Hines back, right? So maybe Tinsettle on a cheap deal. Again, I don't believe he's going to take it, but let me try. Because we only have Oliver right now, defensive tackle, right? So, 1 year deal, 1.7. Also rejected. So, I will let all those guys test the free agency, right? We already resigned Kyle Allen, and that's at least fills our role, our hole in the backup quarterback spot. So, and now we have the free agency starting with $29.4 million. We don't need a backup quarterback anymore. A nice name that I'd like to add as a backup quarterback for the Bills here is Tyrod Taylor. I know a lot of Bills Mafia don't like Tyrod Taylor. I don't know why, because the guy was a total professional in his time as a Bill. Yeah, he was frustrating sometimes because he had, I felt like he had the potential to be more than what he was for the Bills as a starter. But as a guy that already worked with Sean McDermott, a guy that already has already been a team captain for the Bills, an experienced guy, a guy that can come in for 1, 2, 3 games and at least don't lose games for you. Take care of the ball, right? Make some plays with his legs, buy some time. I feel like he could be a nice backup. Frankie says he feels like Taylor is past his prime. Yes, he definitely is. And he's very injury prone nowadays, Frankie. I feel like that's the most difficult thing, man. But I feel like he still can come in if he can stay healthy for a couple of games. He can at least deliver and be better than Kyle Allen. I don't trust Kyle Allen by any means. And the reason, so why did I resign him? Because I believe the Bills trust him more than I do, right? So let me get back on here. I think he would be a decent option But since I already resigned Kyle Allen, I won't look at the market. Teddy Bridgewater is another guy that I like as a backup because he's a cerebral quarterback, a guy that can manage the game. All right. So those guys are guys that I like at this position, but we already have Kyle Allen. So let's move on. Main needs: defensive tackle, wide receiver two, safety. At wide receiver two, we don't have T. Higgins available here. We resigned, probably resigned or was tagged by the Bengals in this scenario. I like Calvin Ridley a lot, but he's 29 already, and you won't be able to sign him for... he's probably getting his $18 million. Michael Pittman is getting over $20 million probably. I know a lot of people like him. I'm not the biggest fan, but he's a nice number two for the Bills. He would be. I don't like the price, over $23 million, $22 million, where Spoltrak has him. Marquise Brown, that's a guy that's really intriguing for me because Hollywood Brown certainly has the speed to be a deep threat for the Bills, to be a nice target for Josh Allen downfield. What I question when looking at Marquise Brown is his market value. All right. Spoltrak has him at 14 to 15 million per year. And I don't know. I probably would pay it for him as a wide receiver two, a floor at wide receiver two. But we know that the Bills like at this position where we saw Gabe Davis and Sherfield, guys that can block, right? And if you sign Marquise Brown to this position, the Bills will lose at the block department. And I believe the Bills will try to run the ball next season without exposing Josh Allen that much, as we've seen recently, as we've seen since Brady took over and the Bills were in win or go home mode since then. So it was natural to unleash Josh Allen. But I believe the start of the year, we'll see more of what we've seen from the Bills 23 start of the season with Dorsey, trying to run the ball without exposing Josh. And then it's important to have a wide receiver too that can block. Maybe Shakir can be this guy helping blocking, and you can bring Hollywood Brown on the field in three wide receiver sets. So I'd do that, but I suspect maybe Bean won't go that route. He went that route in the past with John Brown, similar kind of wide receiver, but it was for Diggs' position and not for Gabe's position. So I'm not so sure. I'd do that. I don't think he will. Gabe Davis is here, and Spotrick has him at around 13, 14 million. And hopefully somebody's pay him, because I believe the Bills will try to bring him back if he's out there for ship. I wouldn't touch Odell Beckham. Curtis Samuel, that's an interesting guy because that guy has a past with Brady, and he's at around 10 million, according to Spoltrak. That's a guy that I see the Bills signing as a floor for wide receiver two. Speed guy, has a history with Brady, as I've said. So that's a guy that should be in the Bills' radar. Tyler Boyd, I like him, but he's more like a slot, and Shakir has earned that spot. And other interesting names, maybe Darnell Mooney. Quez Watkins is really fast, but never really proved himself. DJ Chark is another guy that has the size-speed combo to be a cheap deep threat option, even for cheaper than Samuel. I will go Curtis Samuel because I believe that's the guy that has more connections with the Bills front office, right? Checking the Spotrac here, Curtis Samuel project number is around, just like he's 27 years old, around 11.5 million, right? 27 year old coming from a down season. You might be able to get him for 10 million or 11.5. Who knows? Spoltrak has him getting maybe a 3-year deal with his injuries. I don't know. I can see the Bills giving Max a 2-year deal for him, making a two-year deal for him. So I'm going to offer 2 years and 11.5 million, his market value. I don't want to try to underpay too much people here and try to keep it as realistic as possible. In 2 years, you can maybe make the cap number so low right now, right? People has talked about Laviska Shenault as well, a guy that can break tackles, can be an option with yards after catch. And another name I like, Van Jefferson. He's more in the Stephon Diggs modes of being a great route runner instead of having that speed downfield. But that's a guy that I like as a floor as well, right? I will try to underpay Curtis Samuel a little bit at 10 million. See if he takes it. If he takes the 10 million, great. If he doesn't, we can try a cheaper option. Right? 2 year, 10 million deal. The bonus. That's my offer for Curtis Samuel. I will start going there at wide receiver. Defensive tackle. I'll try to bring... I like Leonard Williams, but he's out of our price range. Javon Kinlaw is a free agent here, and that's a guy that I try to steal because he still has got some potential. He's still young at 26. But at first, I try to bring Daquan Jones back. 2 year deal. He's getting older, but he plays nose tackle. He can rotate. The same deal, basically the same deal he signed 2 years ago, 7 million, 2 years, 35% bonus, and that's my offer for Daquan Jones. And Javon Kinlaw, that's a guy that I'd like in the rotation, right? So I would try to, I don't know his price here in let me check his value on Spotrac, his market value, but that's a guy that I'd like to add. Defensive line, Kinlaw. Just checking it out. Let me see his projected value. Kinlaw was looking like a bust, but then 5.4 million, I'd pay it in a heartbeat. All right. Spotrac has him at 4 year deal. I don't think he'll sign a 4 year deal because he's young and he's going to try to prove himself and get paid sooner rather than later. So a 2 year deal, maybe 2 year, 10.8 million deal would be a steal to get Kinlaw, in my opinion, to that rotation behind Oliver and Daquan Jones if he resigns. So I will try to bring Kinlaw at 11 million, sorry, 5.5 per year for 2 years. Okay, so let me try this deal with Javon Kinlaw. And then at safety, Antoine Winfield is awesome. I love Antoine Winfield, but he's probably out of our price range. He's going to get paid. He's the best safety of this group. I like Jeremy Chinn. People talk a lot about him. I really like him, and I'd sign him as our option. Another guy that I like is Xavier McKinney, former Giant. This guy is still young, former high draft pick, can play, can lead. Okay, the Bills should have some intel on him from the Giants. So those are some names I like. I like also Ryan Neal because he's experienced. He's a great safety, but he's an experienced starter, right? He can be a solid floor as well. All right. And a guy that isn't here and I'd give a look is Geno Stone from the Ravens. Finally had a great season with the Ravens. 7 picks. I think the Ravens will try to keep him. Chuck Clark, another, but that's a physical guy. I don't see Chuck Clark playing alongside Jordan Poyer. And we got to draft another guy. It will be a matter of fit, right? Darnell Savage, former first-round pick from the Packers. And, you know, we've brought Hyde from the Packers. We've brought Rasul Douglas from the Packers. Darnell Savage as an option here might be considered as well. So the guy we'll try to get first is Jeremy Chinn. All right. Let me check his numbers from Spotrac. Probably with his injury history, he can be a little below the market. I'm not sure if I have these numbers for Chinn. There isn't a projected number for every single defensive back here. And Chinn doesn't have his numbers as well. He's here, right? So I will try to get Chinn for cheap as well. Let's see. He's still young, right? Chinn is 27, 26 years old, right? 26, 25.9. So I'd offer him a three-year deal, average of $5 million per year, $6 million per year, and try to get him on board. I already offered a wide receiver, a couple of defensive tackles, the safety. I already have the backup quarterback solved. We might need to add a running back. Right? And offensive line probably as well, interior, since Dawan Edwards will become a free agent. So, first day, Curtis Samuel declined my offer. Daquan Jones is back, two-year deal. All other guys declined my offers. I need to work on my next option. So, I don't want to pay Curtis Samuel more than $11 million per year, right? So, what would be my other options? Quez Watkins for cheap as a deep threat. DJ Chark, maybe. This guy signed a one-year deal with the Lions, but wasn't really a factor there, right? Noah Brown had a good season with the Texans. I like Paris Campbell, but he's more of a slot guy. So let me bring in DJ Chark then. DJ Chark, 2 year deal at $3.5 million, and see if he wanna join for cheap. Then defensive tackle Kinlaw didn't sign. I can try him again with a little upgrade at $6.5 million for 2 years. So we can have a lower number, cap number this first season, right? And at safety, I couldn't get Chinn for $6 million. Maybe we have Taylor Rapp we can bring back, right? Ryan Neal should sign for cheap, but I don't feel like he has his experience as a starter, but he's not a difference maker. I will try Chinn one more time for $8 million. Probably my limit here with Chinn. 2 year contract. Let's check it out. So Jeremy Chinn signed for 2 year, $8 million. Kinlaw and Chark were no deals here. Let's move on to the next day again. At this point, I might need to move on from Kinlaw. He wanna be paid, and I'm not willing to pay him a lot. We can check other nice numbers, other nice players. Calais Campbell has been a guy that the Bills has tried in the past. And at this point in his career as a veteran in the rotation, he didn't sign. He signed a $5 million deal in the last season. So I can try to sign him for $5 million again this year for 1 year contract, right? guarantee his deal and try to get him into the rotation. And so I have safety figured out, but wide receiver is still a problem here. Curtis Samuel is still on the market. KJ Osborne, that's a guy that can run as well. Let me try Quest Watkins. Quest Watkins isn't a wide receiver too by any means. What I really feel like it's interesting to think about is that maybe, just maybe, us as Bill fans are overrating the need, you know, for a wide receiver too. Because the Bills have Diggs is still as a number one. Shakir is trending the right direction, Kincaid as well. So the Bills don't need a wide receiver too that gets on board and dominates. They need a guy that can stretch the field and or a rookie that can be developed and be a one in the future, but not right now. Right? Maybe the chances are real that our new number two doesn't get as many targets and as many opportunities as Kincaid and even Shakir. So that's why maybe we can't go the route of Marquise Brown, Curtis Samuel, and pay too much. And we can draft a young guy and develop him. So Renan wants me to bring Gabe back, but I'm not going to do that, despite believing that Bean can do that, okay? Bean definitely can do that, but I won't go that direction. So, I will bring Speed here, and it will be Quest Watkins, 2-year deal, $4 million per year. I don't know if he even is worth $3-4 million per year. I'll try less than that, $3 million per year, since that's a guy that hasn't proven himself so far. Maybe 3-year deal, so I can have a lower cap number right now and have him as a floor with Speed here, right? And offer Sherfield a deal to come back as well. That 1.7 that Bean loves, he didn't accept before. Who knows right now, right? He can get cut even if we draft well. Safety one we already have. We need to sign another defensive tackle. Defensive tackle is a position of need. But edge as well, but we can't overspend there. AJ Penez is there. I know a lot of people love him. I don't. I'd sign Jerry Hughes before we sign AJ Penez. I'm not that high on Penez. I get it. He got his sack numbers in a part of rotation, but I don't know. I'd rather go in another direction. We still have $17 million. And I can sign maybe, where is Floyd? Floyd is not here anymore. Floyd is gone. All right. So Chaisson is a former first rounder, but never really played. Jonathan Greenard, that's an interesting guy. That's an interesting guy. Spotrac has him with a big number because he had a really nice season for the Texans recently, and he might get paid. He might get paid because he could really produce. I'm trying to find his projection here. Where is Greenard? Here. Greenard projected to $13 million because of his production last few seasons with sacks and things. The Bills can't pay that much for him, but he's still young, 26 year old, right? And I feel like I can get him for cheaper here in my tool. I won't do that because it won't be realistic at all. So maybe I wouldn't bring Epeneza back, but Bean would, right? And the market value, Epeneza's market value isn't that high. It isn't that high. So definitely he can be back. 5.6 million. That's a number that the Bills probably are willing to pay. So I will offer Epeneza a three-year deal, since he's going to be a part of the rotation, a valuable part of the rotation. In the Bills' eyes, not my eyes, but probably on Bean's eyes. 5.5 million, three-year deal. Let me offer that to Epeneza. Let me see how it goes here. No deal. Nobody's accepting my cheap offers, so I need to improve them to get those guys on board and move on to the draft. Free agency taking more time than I really wanted so far. One more try at Epeneza at 6 million. 6 million deal. 3 year. And then defensive line. My guy. Bilal Nichols, more of a nose tackle. Jordan Phipps can be back. I like Campbell one year. Andrew Billings is a nice veteran who has experience and can be a nice part of the rotation. 2 year deal at 3.5. I think he offers some floor in the rotation. Okay. And wide receiver. We still need that wide receiver too, right? And Curtis Samuel is still here, so I'll try one more time. The 10 million offer. I think it's too pricey for the Bills, but let me try. 2 years, 10 million. So Curtis Samuel is on board at 2 year, 10 million. We have our wide receiver too. He can do also what Hardy was supposed to do on screens, etc. Billings is on as well. Epeneza declined my offer. So with those guys here, Kyle Allen, Daquan Jones, Jeremy Chin, Curtis Samuel, 8 million, the cap number for the first year, and Billings, and just 6 million left, okay? We have the two defensive lines. We got to bring edge help with this 6 million. Maybe interior O-line with Edwards back. If Edwards wants that 1.7 million deal, he's welcome back. So 1 year, 1.7 million. And edge positions, we need somebody here that can offer us some potential, even three down potential. That's why I'm not huge on Epeneza, because I don't see him as a three down option. Emmanuel Ogba fell down that cliff recently. Bud Dupree has some experience, but might be a little small for the Bills' schemes. Romeo Okwara is a guy that had some success with the Lions in the past, and a guy that can be a solid part of the rotation. I will try him for 1 year. And 4 million. Shaq Lawson is still there, and we know he always can be there. So, Romeo Okwara is on board with 1 year, 4 million deal. Only 2 million left, and now maybe I will try to have bodies here, right? So, which kind of bodies we can still have? in the rotation. Shaq Lawson, always a decent option here as a soldier. He's gone, it seems, right? Yeah, he's gone. So I will stop here, all right, with this free agency. Nothing flashy, obviously. Nothing awesome. I think Sheen and Daquan Jones are their highlights. We still have some work, some money, $2.6 million to bring some cheap guys bottom of the roster, or to try to surprise us, right, and fight for positions. But we have some depth guys here, and we need to bring more help via draft. So that's why I always keep free agents and finish it, and that's the result of this free agency. All right, nothing flashy, but with $30 million we could sign guys in the main needs, where in a way that we can draft the best available options. All right, I feel like free agency for Brandon Bean is always about it, being able to fill the holes and being positioned to draft best player available. The Bills won't be forced to draft safety. They won't be forced to draft defensive tackle nor wide receiver. Maybe edge is a little bit problematic right now, in my opinion, but we gotta hope that Von Miller can be a little bit better. Rousseau can stay healthy, right? We can bring Shaq Lawson back to the rotation. Kingsley Jonathan might have see more opportunities, right? So all of those guys will be counted on for as part of the rotation, and somebody must step up. We always can draft somebody as well, and that's the next step of our exercise, going draft now. So to finish, let me put on the screen yet again the free agency, all right, and let's move on to the draft. I use this NFL mock draft database simulator because they offer some trades here. It's easy to find the trade value here, so that's what I'm gonna use. I will try to avoid many trades, okay, because we don't have much time, and so I will try to stay as much as possible with my picks. I feel like the Bills can move up, but it will be a subject for a mock draft in the future, maybe after we see what the Bills really can do in the free agency, right? And we are more certain of what's the plan for the draft, and if the Bills will try really to trade up. It's always an option to trade up and try to go for one of the top three wide receivers in this draft class. They are studs for sure. Right now, it doesn't seem they are on the Bills' reach, because you need to trade way too much to get into the top 10, and they are leaving the top 10. They are getting drafted in the top 10 right now, but who knows after the combine? Who knows how boards are going to shape up in the future? So I will try to stick to my positions. Maybe with great offers and people available, I make a move or two, but I'll try to stick to the board. Okay, Mafia? So before going to the draft, real quick, Leo asked me here about Zeke. What do I think about Zeke? Safe hands, good hands for catching pass, good protecting the QB. For my value at 2.7. I really don't like Zeke. I'm not high on Zeke. Okay. I think he doesn't have much left on the tank, to be honest. And I'd rather have Ty Johnson back. So I didn't sign any running backs there, but Ty Johnson would be my pick there. I feel like he earned that opportunity. He earned that opportunity last season. And if the Bills can bring him back for cheap, he's my running back too. And I draft one more later in the draft. I'm not up to pay for Zeke at this point, Leo. So let me start this draft. So Buffalo Bills, 24, seventh round pick. I will go fast here, enter draft room. I won't consider trading up for the top 10. Okay. I will pause the draft around pick 12. Let me check here. Marvin Harrison Jr. Romeo Odunze getting drafted before Harrison. Man, if Harrison is available at 7 and the Bills don't trade up to get him, I will be sick, man. Neighbors number 1 overall to the Bears in this mock draft. So top 3 is already gone, right? So the 20s, we know Bean isn't afraid of trading up in the 20s, and Latu is a nice edge rusher from UCLA, and he's still available here. That's a guy that I don't want to spend another first round pick on an edge rusher. But with the way our free agency went, with the guys we've been able to sign and the guys we weren't able to sign, I believe if Latu is here, maybe Bean would consider that, right? Byron Murphy is a guy I really like at defensive tackle for us. And the top 3 wide receivers are gone, right? So we have Keon Coleman, Troy Franklin, Adonai Mitchell. I love Adonai Mitchell. But we'll see. Let's see next 2 picks here. So Philadelphia and Miami in no edge so far. And then we have Houston, Dallas. Man, if I trade up here, you're going to kill me if I trade up for an edge, right? But looking at our free agency, man. Von Miller and Rousseau. I don't know, man. Daquan Jones is back. Andrew Billings is a depth piece, but not a big depth piece. Interior might be more important, right? I won't trade up here. I really feel like Bean can do that, but I won't do that here. And Latu is still valuable. No trade up, and it's our turn. And there are some offers here. I don't want to trade down too much. So if that's the board and Latu is here, man, I feel it's hard to pass on him with our needed edge. Byron Murphy is also here, and that guy is a stud, in my opinion. I know a lot of people love Troy Franklin. I don't know. I really don't know if Troy Franklin can be a star. He's a deep threat, but we signed Curtis Samuel. I feel like there are other guys that can be great wide receivers as well, and maybe more complete than Troy Franklin. So that's why I pass him here. And Byron Murphy can be really good in your rotation in the interior, man. So I'm totally here between those guys, those 2 edge guys, between Latu and Murphy. And I will go Byron Murphy here at 28. Why not go wide receiver? Because I feel we really have guys here. I can't guarantee that Adonai Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Legette, those guys, Jalen Polk, those guys won't be better than. I can guarantee those guys won't be better, okay, than Troy Franklin. I can't guarantee. And he went to the Chiefs. People are going to hate me for that. But I really can't guarantee. Let me know in the comments if you are fine with this first round pick for the Bills. We're going defensive tackle here. Let me know your opinion, Bills Mafia, in chat before I move on. I feel like the second round is a nice place to trade up and get your wide receiver. So, that's where I target. I don't want to see Mitchell, Leggett, and all other, Worthy, McConkey, Polk. I'm not really high on McConkey, to be honest, but Polk, I like him. Devontae Walker, he's a, I study athletically speaking. Roman Wilson, another fast guy. So I don't want to see all those guys being drafted and we're not getting a guy here. I feel the value here is really good. Kinchens is still here. Cameron Kinchens. We have some good value in the second round at safety as well. And the Giants have the 39th pick here. Right? And that might be a nice place to try to trade up and get a wide receiver. So Giants turn. Mitchell is gone. I hate it. Kinchens is still here. We sign Ching. We have Poyer. It would be good to have Kinchens and maybe he winning a battle against Poyer and getting that number, that one of that starting safety positions. I don't feel like Poyer really can be a top-notch safety anymore. I feel like he can be a nice role player, sometimes playing the box, but a full-time top-notch safety, not so sure. Sheen also isn't one of the more durable players, right? So it's important to get another safety, but signing Sheen gives us some time to think here, right? So let me... And guys are getting drafted. Nubin is out. And no, Kinchens is still Kinchens available. Atlanta, Las Vegas. That's a place where we could try to trade up, maybe, and end up with two guys. Sweat is still here, another guy that I love. At edge, some options. So I feel like if the Bills can have two second round picks, they would be able to guarantee a nice safety and a nice wide receiver as well in the top three picks. 60 is a bit farther away. Maybe try to trade 99 and another one to guarantee somebody here in Atlanta's place. Let me try to trade with Atlanta. So to get 43 offering 99, I need to part ways with the fourth round pick as well, and probably with the fifth, and not enough still, right? And the sixth won't do much as well. Probably I need to send next year's pick. So let me sit here and wait a little bit more. Leggett is gone, Polk is gone, and now things start to look bad for us, right? Because we start to lose all the good wide receivers, in my opinion. Worthy was gone for Atlanta in the position to try to trade up, and then Leggett, and then Polk. Devontae Walker, that's a stud guy, athletically speaking, right? Let me see if the Bengals didn't draft him. So Devontae Walker, this guy can run. This guy is a beast athletically. He can be developed as a nice weapon for the Bills. Try to trade up to 50 with Philadelphia. Let me check it out. Philadelphia Eagles. Trade up. It will be difficult to move up without moving the number two or even the next year's pick, right? And I'm not sure if it's worth it. Kinchens is still here. We know our new defensive backs coach coached him there. And honestly, I like Walker, but I don't like him at the level I like the other guys, Leggett and Adonai Mitchell and worthy. So I can wait a little bit more and maybe draft Roman Wilson. So a trade up for a safety here for Kinchens would make sense if I can get it for not much. Let me trade up for using the 60 overall pick and maybe a sixth, couple of sixth, no, just 60 and fifth round pick. Still too much. I don't want to part ways with my fourth. I will send. It's not enough. Not enough. I don't want to part ways with the fourth round pick. So, and the Eagles drafted Kinchens, right? Let's wait our turn. Roman Wilson drafted right before us. And some offers here to trade down. Rick Purcell from Florida is the best wide receiver available here. I'm not as high on him as other people are. I feel like he's more a slot guy, and we don't need really a slot guy. But the thing is, if it happens to Brandon Bean in draft day, I would be mad that he lost the main wide receivers here. Javon Bullard is a great value here. And I feel inclined to go his direction. Dorlos is nice. Bullard. Yeah, I feel like Bullock is out there as well. Bullock is more of a playmaker. I just don't like those options at wide receiver. I like Jamari Trash, but he can be drafted later. Javon Baker is another guy that I like, but also can be drafted later. So probably got to go value here. Michael Hall is good. Mike McKinnon Jackson, I really like him. Yeah, tough decision here. Probably going with the best safety and hoping he can unseat Poyer. And I'll do that with Buller. And after that, we still have the need at wide receiver, but we don't need to draft him right now. We still need edge, right? And Nealon is an interesting guy, but I would look keep an eye on Kamara. I like Kamara there. But we don't need to trade up for those guys for now. McKinley Jackson, that's a stout nose tackle and a possibility. Well, again, no trade up. Let's see how the board falls to us. Jackson is still available. It's pick 89. We have 99. Let me try a trade with Tampa Bay. Sending maybe 99, a fifth, and a sixth. I'd do that to move those spots, 10 spots here. And now I can draft McKinnon Jackson. I know you want your wide receiver, but I don't feel the value is here, right? Bullocks is still available. And Kamara is gone. I will go defensive tackle again and draft McKinley Jackson. So we have two stud defensive tackles in this draft, one safety. And I know a lot of people are going to be mad at me because it's, again, defense. But look, if we look at this Bills offense, where can we really add starters? Only wide receiver two, right? Only wide receiver two. That's the only place where we can really add starters, right? So that's the draft so far. Byron Murphy, Javon Bullard, McKinley Jackson, a lot of defense, two defensive tackles. The value was there with Murphy, with Bullard. Jackson, I didn't receive a good grade, but I feel like he's a nice project to replace Daquan Jones as a nose tackle. And we still need edge, we still need wide receiver, right? But we signed Curdy Samuel, we signed Okowara at defensive end. And unfortunately, the way the draft went here, I'm not liking it very much. But let's keep going. It's our pick again. And at wide receiver, we have... Now, I think we are in position to draft Brandon Rice, Jermaine Burton, and Jamari Thrash. I really like Jamari Thrash. I loved what Jamari Thrash did in the Senior Bowl. This guy can separate. This guy can run routes. Good size. I really like the Louisville product, and I would draft him... Hear him at 129. So I still have four picks. Might be able to trade up at some point. And edge is still a need, right? And I can't find great names here right now that I really like. All the guys that I really liked are gone already. But the Bills will need edge help for sure. So let the board fall to us. So the Bills always draft wide cornerback, sorry. And Smith Wade is the best prospect on the board right now. Ineas Smith is an hybrid wide receiver running back, right? He has experience even pass protecting. And I feel like he can add value as a pass catching back, especially, and as a Swiss knife kind of wide receiver. So might be worth it double down here on Ineas Smith. We still have three picks, 198. Interior offensive line is a place we need some help. Running back, I feel like we can draft a power back. I like Carson Steele. Cedric Johnson. Mississippi. Yeah, we have some options here. Andrew Rain is an athletic center prospect that we could grow behind Mitch Morse. So let me try to trade up here again. We don't need all those picks that we have, but 100. Who can we trade with? Los Angeles Rams. Let me try to trade up for this pick and guarantee our center. Two more picks. I'll try to wait it out. We'll see. Yeah, it worked. We can draft Rain still. I like him over Brandon Coleman, who isn't as athletic. Running back, I'll be able to get Steele later. At edge, Cedric Johnson might be the best option right now, and we need help at edge. I'll try to go Cedric Johnson here, and... Dan Ryan, it worked, at least here. And to close it out, I'll try to get our running back in Steele. If he's there, he's the pick. And he's there, and I'm going to draft him because he's a power back, and we need one of those. So, and that's our draft, right? We finish with Byron Murphy, Javon Bullard, McKinley Jackson, Jamari Thrash, Ana Smith, Cedric Johnson, Andrew Rain, Carson Steele as our draft. I'll be honest with you. this offseason didn't go as I really wanted to. I liked the other way more. But we could fill the holes in the free agency with some signings, as Brandon Bean likes to do, right? I feel like edge has been the position we've been more exposed, but Von Miller playing better this year is a must for the Bills at the edge positions, especially in the situation that we were stuck here. We couldn't bring really nice depth pieces or rotational pieces here. Okawara, the best or most dependable one. We could bring Daquan Jones back. Andrew Billings is a floor level guy, and that's why I didn't shy away from drafting defensive tackles, and I could draft two studs, in my opinion. Curtis Samuel, he isn't your number two that's gonna win games for you, all right? But I feel like Curtis Samuel is a guy that can be a nice floor and give you time to develop your wide receivers in a class that I'd like to have drafted one sooner than I did. But Jamari Trash, I really like the guy. Okay. I really like him. Fourth round only, but this is a guy that can be a really good wide receiver, in my opinion. Good route runner, can separate, can catch the ball, has a nice size, has the production. In the Senior Bowl was really good. I really like him. And I lost that second wave of wide receivers that I like at Amari. I'm Adonai Mitchell, Xavier Legette, and Xavier Worthy. I lost those guys. So before getting the third wave guys or Jamari Trash in the fourth wave, I got Jamari Trash and Ainia Smith, a guy that can play a little bit in the backfield as well, be a kind of scat back. So I like the potential of those two guys. And in the first three rounds, man, Byron Murphy is a stud. This guy is going to rotate in the defensive line. On passing downs, he can line up alongside Ed Oliver and wreak havoc. And Javon Bullard, this guy can win the job, can win Jordan Poyer's job and start alongside Jeremy Chinn. He can replace Chinn if Chinn is injured. He can play alongside Poyer as well. So I feel like the Bills filled some holes, got guys that will play this year and will help this year. I think that's really important. McKinley Jackson, this guy is a stud, over 320 pounds, and he can be the nose tackle, occupy blockers, you know, keep the linebackers clean, let Bernard and Milano eat. So I feel like we have a lot of contributors in this draft and star potential in Byron Murphy especially, all right? And later in this draft, Cedric Johnson, a potential rotational piece at edge, Andrew Rain, developmental center behind Morse with athletic ability, the way the Bills like. We saw it in Spencer Brown in the past. And Carson Steele, a big body back, always falls forward to try to get those tough yards. I feel like this is a solid draft that can fill the holes on defense. And the free agents, it's not spectacular. It's not a free agency that everybody would love, but I feel like it filled the holes, you know? And at the end of the day, the Bills already have a lot of star players there. We still have Stephon Diggs is the number one. Josh Allen is the guy. And if I look at this mock off season and I wish I could do anything different, maybe straight up in the second round and guarantee Adonai Mitchell or Legette or Xavier Worthy. But unfortunately, I couldn't do that. I feel like it's still a solid off season. You know, it keeps the Bills competitive for one more season. Let me know in the comment section what do you think about it. So it was a blast to enjoy this time with you, Bills Mafia, to do this first mock off season. I don't know. I don't think most people will be happy with my mock off season. It definitely isn't a splashy off season, but I feel like it closed a lot of depth holes in this team. So, and I feel like I could respect the way Bean works, you know, with not making some too many splash moves. So time will tell. We'll have more of those in the future. We'll have more information as well with the combine coming soon. And then we'll try to redo that and get the best possible results. I really appreciate you taking your time, Bills Mafia. See you on Sunday with the Leading the Charge in Portuguese to Brazil and Latin America. And thank you so much. Hit that like button, subscribe to Buffalo Rumblings channel. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Go Bills.